Oasis Audio presents The Ghost Ship Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. All aboard! Four shivering children stood next to a big black stove. They were all wrapped up in white towels.
"I think my hat blew away,"
6-year-old Benny Alden said through chattering teeth.
"I hope it didn't land in the ocean."
James Alden, the children's grandfather, gave Benny a hug.
"Not to worry, Benny. Mr. P's got all of our things from the car nice and dry, see?"
Just then, a man with a jolly face stepped into the kitchen of the Black Dog Inn. He was carrying several suitcases and wearing a bright yellow rain slicker. On his head was Benny's missing sailor cap.
"All hands on deck," the man said with a smile.
Benny grinned and saluted.
"That's my hat on your head,"
he told the man. Everyone laughed.
"Mr. Pease, these are my grandchildren," James Alden said. "The boy who belongs to that sailor cap is the youngest, Benny. And those three shivering children are Violet, Jesse, and Henry. You'll be able to tell them apart when they're not all dressed up in towels. Mrs. Pease thought they might like to dry themselves in your warm kitchen. Why, that wind and rain just soaked through us in no time at all."
"Indeed,"
Mr. Pease said.
"That's a gale blowing up, yes, sir. First one of the season. Ragged Cove is about to be hit by a storm. The big one, too. You folks are in for an adventure."
"Adventures are what we like," announced Henry, who was 14.
"Your grandfather told me you'd say that,"
Mr. Pease said. He put the sailor cap on Benny's head.
"And he said nobody's better in an emergency than his grandchildren. I don't know if you mind..."